There is an old African saying that when there is no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you. I am reminded of this simple fact by reading just today's newspapers. Everywhere we look, we are being reminded by our leaders that we have enemies out there. In reality, the worst enemies almost all of us have are within us. The most unsurprising story today is the shocking revelation that our own president, George W. Bush, not only clearly lied to us to start a war in Iraq, he was even actually authorizing Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney to secretly leak classified information to the media, all for the sake of promoting false reasons to go to war in Iraq and to discredit people opposed to the war. People, this is a serious issue. This is the President of the United States, our so-called Commander-in-Chief, who, of course, never actually showed up for combat duty when the nation really needed him. His father was head of the CIA. He should know how important it is to keep classified national information safe. He is the one who was all bent out of shape when someone merely leaked to us Americans that our government was illegally tapping our phone calls and email messages. That man is the one who wanted to make a bigger fool out of us by declaring he would not tolerate leaks to the media and would get to the bottom of the leaks that took place. That man, that president, is actually the one who personally authorized the leaking of classified documents to the press, just so people could be misled into believing the false reasons he and Dick Cheney were giving us to start a war in Iraq that had nothing to do with our security, nothing to do with September 11, nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. 3,000 Americans died on September 11 because a warning to the president about use of aeroplanes by terrorists was ignored on September 10. Now, 2,400 more Americans are dead with no end in sight in Iraq. Even according to George W. Bush himself, we may be there for years to come. In the meantime, we are claiming to be fighting to spread freedom around the world, but our government is working hard to take away the freedoms that make us America. Bush and his administration say it is perfectly okay for them to keep any American in detention forever, even without being charged with committing a crime. They also say it is okay for the government to listen to tap international phone conversations of Americans without any court order. For those of my fellow Americans who suffer from ostrich mentalities, the ones who email me and comment on my website that this only applies to a few terror suspects, I say, get your heads out of the sand. Attorney General Gonzalez today has declared that it is also okay for the government to now wiretap, to secretly listen to calls we Americans make to each other within America. In other words, our government now has the same power over our personal and private lives as the communists in China, the fascists in Cuba and North Korea, the Ayatollahs in Iran, the Taliban in Afghanistan, and the KGB in the old Soviet Union had over their citizens. This is the Bush way of spreading freedom around the world, by taking away ours. And this is just the start. I have been saying this for a long time. This is how tyrannies start. This is how dictators establish themselves. This is what is happening here, folks. We are being told about shadowy enemies like Bin Laden out there, but instead of focusing on finding that one man and his team, we have been led into a never-ending, non-specific war on terror and a dumb, stupid, illegal, and bloody war in Iraq. Democrats, Congress, senators, politicians are all basically quiet, either too afraid or too confused, or too lame or too worried about their elections to stand up and save us from our real enemies, the enemies within. Enemies like Nazism, fascism, communism, terrorism, etc. will all always be defeated by our ideals, our incredible freedoms. The only real enemy we, you, my fellow Americans, and I need to have to stand up against and stop is the enemy within, a group of people leaking our national secrets for its political gain, starting wars for its financial gains, and stealing our rights, our freedoms for its power and control. That enemy within is the current administration and its policies. Just remember the old African saying, when there is no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you. Let me know your thoughts and comments at imran.com. And don't miss next week's episode of In My Humble Opinion when we discuss Muslims Gone Wild. Until then, this is Imran Anwar signing off.